This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Alt Expo number 32, and it has been a long run. These things started back in 2007 at the very first Liberty Forum when Jack Shimek, who is our guest here, and it's Ian Freeman here in our remote studio, created the Alt Expo to give people an alternative to discuss things that weren't going to appear on the official Free State Project convention platform or whatever that is happening called the Liberty Forum. Alt Expo has been the alternative for many, many years now, and is still here, and it's still going strong with now 32 of them, actually 33 because we started with number zero way, way back. And we've been around for all of it. I think we've had you on every year that we've been at these events, although we have not been at all of the Liberty Forums because we have not, Free Talk Live is not welcome to broadcast from the Liberty Forum. We won't get into that, but we're here at the hotel. We're at the same hotel. We get to see some of the same people, and it's great to be here. And Jack, thank you for inviting us to be a part of this. Of course, it's all brought to you by ForkFest.party. And let me mention that ForkFest is coming up in the summertime, and that is going to be when the next Alt Expo will occur. That is going to happen at you're going to have Alt Expo during the Porcupine Freedom Festival
and ForkFest,
and
right.
It'll continue into ForkFest. It'll be like a 2 week long Alt Expo. Just about this summer. Now, ForkFest, by the way, is happening from June 29th through July 5th, which means it's going to be the very first time that you'll be able to attend for Independence Day. So it's going to be a great time.
Fireworks.
What I told, there will be fireworks.
Yes.
That the campground is going to provide, and I'm sure individuals will also bring their own. So that's going to be fun. It's the first time that ForkFest, which was inspired, I think, to some extent by Alt Expo, when the Liberty Forum wasn't providing everything that you thought it should provide. You said, well, I'm just going to do my own thing, and you created Alt Expo.
That's right.
And similarly, when the Porcupine Freedom Festival was going in a direction that some people didn't feel right about, they decided, well, let's just do our own thing, and they created ForkFest, which is an alternative event, decentralized. There's no organizer. There's nobody to decide what's going to happen or charge money for tickets. There's no ticket cost. The only cost to attending ForkFest is whatever it costs you to get to it. So if you got to fly or drive or whatever, and then the campsite you would need to get from Rogers Campground. You can get a camping area. You can get an RV site. You can get a motel room if you like. So there's plenty of different options. But that's it. You just come out and hang out with other liberty-minded folks. Go to Alt Expo, which will be one of the things to do. But there will be a myriad of different options. The guys from AnyPace set up a big old dome last year, which was really awesome. And then, you know, whether it be somebody having a poker game or, you know, musical event. There's just going to be all kinds of things happening, and I don't know what they're going to be because I'm not in charge, and neither are you.
Yeah, and there have always been these niche interests in the libertarian movement. You know, whenever there was some big libertarian convention, the main ones I know about were, you know, essentially Sam Konkin, you know, filled me in. I came into the movement after he'd already been in it a few years, and they had a science fiction get together. They call it a special interest group or a SIG. And so science fiction was one of the big things that a lot of libertarians were into. I just remembered as you were talking, though, there was another fork off of ForkFest years back, and it was called Burning Porcupine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. That one happened in Grafton, New Hampshire.
At this property called Hoyt Farm.
Right, owned by a gentleman who sadly passed away, I think, last year.
Yeah.
Robert Hull, who was...
Rob Hull.
He was actually a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. He was the guy who actually bought advertising for the Free State Project way back. I think it was before we even moved. He was buying ads on Free Talk Live to promote the Free State Project. When the Free State Project couldn't see the value in it, they ended up finally taking over the ad campaign after a while, and they became the advertiser, but he kind of got that started.
Yeah, yeah. Bob was a great guy. A lot of people called him Silent Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He was just kind of quiet and reserved, and one of my big regrets is that I didn't talk to him more.
Mm.
But he didn't seem to want to talk all that time.
Right.
So,
although he ended up becoming,
I can't be faulted.
He ended up becoming a state representative.
Yeah.
Towards the later years of his life, and you know, brought his principled views into the state house, and you know, good for him. I understand that you know that may not be everybody's preferred mode of operation, but I still think for the people that are willing to put up with that horrible experience,
right.
there is some value in having principled voices amongst that that you know sick body.
There was another guy that was an early mover. First, he I think he was in Connecticut, and he came back and forth, and he finally moved up to Grafton, and he helped build the showers for Burning Porcupine, mm-hmm. and that made it a really fun event. And that was Lloyd, and so guys like Lloyd Danforth.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah,
who was also a real inspiration. Lloyd, you know, even though they say that the you know the tagline of the Free State Project is liberty in our lifetime, obviously that doesn't apply to everybody involved, because
yeah.
We've been here long enough to see multiple people pass away, some you know sort of by nature, some by shocking you know accident and things like that. And John Connell, who you mentioned, you mentioned Lloyd, but yeah, you didn't mention John. John is another one, another influence. He created the Peaceful Assembly Church up in Grafton,
right?
And he was, I would say, a real positive influence on my life, you know, preaching a message of forgiveness.
John was awesome. He took money from his retirement fund. I think he liquidated his whole retirement fund to buy this church.
The church.
And what a classic building that was.
That ultimately burned down, and that was how he perished, was he was inside it.
I think it was smoke inhalation, but we haven't actually got the final cause of death after 2 or 3 years.
Really?
It's weird, yeah.
That is
his,
weird.
His daughter keeps asking for a report. It's either be from the fire marshal or from the state medical examiner or something.
Well, he touched a lot of people's lives, was a great musician as well, always bringing his guitar out to various different protests and events.
He played his guitar at Alt Expo number 0 in mm-hmm. Concord the first year. The church didn't burn completely down. There was an effort to save it, and I think there's been a new church that came in
and
either bought it or is in partners with the other folks. I haven't kept in touch with that.
Me neither. You don't hear a whole lot of updates out of Grafton. The old joke is Grafton's where the activists go to disappear.
Exactly. Yeah. they move to Grafton and you never hear from them again.
Right. We're just kind of generally talking about some of the alternatives. Jack, what's coming up on the... I mean, obviously our listeners, they're tuning in tonight. They're not going to be able to come out for day number one, which is where we're at, and we're the first thing happening. So it's still just now getting into the afternoon here as we're recording this episode of Free Talk Live. Just kind of give us a couple highlights of what you're looking forward to seeing later on today at Alt Expo. What are people going to miss?
Yeah. What will you not be able to go to? We have a couple of people that have come up with some novel concepts about how you would create a decentralized event. I mean, I called it the other night organizing a decentralized event, but if it's a decentralized one, there's not one person that organizes it.
But and that's what ForkFest is.
Yeah. So, but there's a... When you have a completely monolithic, you know, top-down hierarchical structure, somebody at the top chooses who the speakers are going to be.
Right.
So one of these concepts is how can we, like, bid on which speaker we want to hear and that way come up with the money to finance the person that gets the most number of bids,
mm-hmm.
finance their travel to come here.
Sure.
So that's going to come up. We have a segment at 3 today on that. There'll be a panel, a bunch of different ideas. Health freedom has been a big hot thing for the generalized freedom movement, and it's the freedom to choose what medical practitioner you go to, or if you don't go to a medical doctor, like chiropractors have been fighting for the freedom to even practice for like 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're pretty well accepted, and other things are accepted like acupuncture and all that. But they've all had struggles because there have been people that want to monopolize the practice of medicine. So this gets into a real controversial area, which is the use of vaccines. So a lot of people claim it's established science, and a lot of other people claim that there's horrible side effects that don't get reported because of the power of Big Pharma. But the real issue for us is the freedom to choose which medical treatment you get or not. And so we consider the people that are involved in that movement consider vaccines to also be a medical intervention that you should be able to approve or disapprove of. We've got Ernie Hancock's going to be on at 6, and he's going to talk about the freedom to talk about controversial issues. Because
and
right
he's
now,
good about talking.
Yeah, yeah. We want to make sure Ernie has the freedom to talk, because he's going to use that freedom for sure. But, you know, with big tech censorship, we saw it with, I think it was like a year and 3 or 4 months ago, they came down heavy on Alex Jones all in 1 week. I think there was like 10 or 12 different...
got banned from YouTube and Facebook or wherever it was. There were several different
iTunes Store, you know.
Hold that thought, Jasher. Sure. We'll continue here in moments. This is the Free Talk Live special episode from Alt Expo. More coming up.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Free Talk Live at Alt Expo number 32. It's the wintertime version that happens at the same time as the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. That's the Free State Projects event that's going on in the very same hotel. This is the free event you can come to just by showing up and coming on into the Adams Room. We're in the lower level of the Best Western Plus, and it's going on throughout tomorrow. So it'll be opening up at 9 a.m., the first speech thing or whatever it is happens. Guys, was it like a
10 a.m.
some sort of a worship alternatives to?
Well, no, this is to discuss. I called it alt spirituality, but a lot of people have found a different path than one of the conventional churches,
right?
Or no. Religious path, but they've found they can call themselves spiritual, and so this will be a discussion about that.
Very cool. That's bright and early tomorrow morning.
10 a.m.
And we've been kind of talking about many alternatives to things out there. Jack Shimmick joining me. I'm Ian Freeman here with Free Talk Live. By the way, I want you to know about a centrally organized event called LibertyCon. It's coming up in Washington, D.C., and it's promising to be a pretty good one. I've never been to LibertyCon before, but I will be going to this one. We will be broadcasting from the event, so I'm looking forward to it. They're, of course, going to have speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods. He'll be speaking about conscious capitalism, but they're also going to have some debates. David Friedman will be taking on Timothy Sandifer, and David will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy will argue that government is necessary. They're also going to have another debate called Does Capitalism Require Government Intervention? In that debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Perlstein, with Epstein taking the against intervention side, and Perlstein arguing in favor of it. It is LibertyCon happening April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. If you want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities, this is the LibertyCon is going to be the place to do that. You can go to LibertyCon.com. More details on the event are there, plus the full list of speakers and incredibly affordable tickets, less than $100 to attend a three-day-long convention in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
In a hotel. I mean, that's incredible. I think they're subsidizing it. I mean, in my opinion, that's got to be how they're getting those prices so low. And you can save an extra $10 by using code FTL to grab your tickets. That's LibertyCon.com, April 3rd through the 5th, code FTL, save $10. We will see you there as we go back to discussing alternatives at the Alternatives Expo. That's where we are here. AltExpo.net is the website. Jack, you were telling us about some of the discussions that are happening on the first day, and of course our listeners will not be able to attend because by the time you hear this show this evening, Alt Expo will be over for the day, but again, there's still things happening tomorrow. But just to kind of give a taste of what it was that you couldn't attend and that you might have learned about, and we, you know, it's still worth it to talk about them.
Sure. And with that LibertyCon thing, that sounds like an opportunity for a road trip. And,
yeah.
You know,
Alt Expo in D.C.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, maybe I could get a table there. I'll work on that. That's one of the things we've tried to do as Alt Expo, too, for these events. We're trying to keep them economical, share room space. For example, if somebody needs a crash space tonight, I rented a hotel room, so I've got room for one or two more. But also to share transportation, you know, we can make it really inexpensive to go down to LibertyCon. So.
Right on.
Good idea. Yeah, so we were talking about, Ernie's going to talk about the freedom.
Ernest Hancock,
yeah, to talk about controversial subjects. And that's, you know, that's what we also do at Alt Expo. We're not about shutting anybody down, although just to let you know, we don't invite people that are campaigning for public office or whatever.
Okay.
I'm not censoring them. I'm just not interested. So.
Yeah. They can go talk anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, with big tech ramping up with all kinds of things like shadow banning and absolutely banning people or demonetizing people, Ernie Hancock's going to talk about that a little bit.
Zero Hedge just got banned off of Twitter, from what I understand, I think yesterday.
One.
So
it's happening
like, all the time.
Exactly. So if people don't understand what's going on, these are not really free speech platforms. They're
right.
A regulated place where only politically correct conversations go on based on whoever runs the company or whatever. I don't know how they make their decisions, but I don't know if you've seen the things from James O'Keefe, his exposés, you know, there's a Google whistleblower, things like that. Super interesting stuff.
Yeah, and then this comes back to the conversation we were having about the alternative platforms like the Mastodon.
Yes.
Then, you know, other things like forums, things that you can run on your own servers. I know Chris Wade is coming up here. I don't know if he's going to be speaking, but I think he did give a speech at Alt Expo during the summertime at ForkFest. He's a big, big guy who's into, you know, all these do-it-yourself things. He's got his own show called Freedom Decrypted, which is a liberty-friendly tech program. He does it. It's actually a video show, and he does it on Saturday, so he's actually going to miss his show to come out here. Actually, no, I think he's coming out here for a few hours, then he's going to go back to do his show. But he's really proud of the fact that everything he does, he's sort of rolled his own. He's got his own video server. He's not relying on, you know, YouTube or anything like that. So when his video goes out, it's under his control. He's got his own mailing list server that he's running on his server. So he's got the tech chops to do it. He knows how to administrate a Linux server. So, you know, to some extent, in order to be truly independent, you do have to have some level of knowledge or have somebody who knows how to do that.
Right.
Stuff.
You sort of have to get a handle on your own hardware and your own software. So, like, the free software movement is the movement to it's better than open source. In the open source, you can have other techies, like, review the software to make sure there's not any backdoors in it and all that. But free software means free of any licensing that restricts you from using it, et cetera. And then to own your own data, to have your own server, and like you said, choose who you federate with. I don't know the technical details of how to do this, but we have people in the group that are really promoting that and actually doing it. And
And that's one of the benefits of being in this place. The part of this migration, this New Hampshire Freedom migration that's going on, which is an alternative, you know, from the Free State Project, is this decentralized New Hampshire Freedom migration. You don't have to join a project. You don't have to sign up for anything in order to make the move up here to New Hampshire, where you will be surrounded by people who care about freedom, where you will have more libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist people in your life than you can actually spend time with. There's so many of them up here. And the ones you don't get along with, you don't have to spend time with them. It's not like, you know, where we come from, where there's like five libertarians in one city and they all, you know, don't necessarily get along, but they have to work together.
Yeah, if you don't want to hang out with two or three of them, well, you lost more than half of your possibles, you know.
You mean where we come from.
Yeah, where you come from. Here there's like, hundreds, thousands of libertarians. Yeah.
At least. Now, you know, we don't have an idea of how many of them there are because, like I said, not everybody is signing up with the Free State Project. They're just coming up to New Hampshire. They're getting involved in the issues or things that they think are important, whether it be working on mesh networking, whether it be testifying at the State House, whether it be doing direct action in the streets like Robin Hooding or whatever. There's so much to do that you can get involved with here.
Choose your own activism.
Right, and that's also decentralized. There's nobody telling you what to do, and that is one of the things that the Free State Project did always point out is that they call themselves the bus. They just want people to move to New Hampshire. They don't tell you what to do after that, and they wouldn't bother trying because people like us don't like to be told what to do.
Right. A lot of people that move here with the Free State Project idea, they don't even know that there's a corporate entity that runs it. They don't even know you're supposed to sort of call in and tell them you moved so they can increment the counter. And a lot of people, once they learn that there's a counter, they don't even want to register that they did move. So they're too rebellious to do that.
Right. And a lot of people don't even want to sign up in the first place, and they just want to come and be with more freedom people. And you can do that here. We got more coming up from Alt Expo. This is Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new warning from the State Department telling Americans not to travel to China due to the coronavirus. United, Delta, and American are suspending flights, and Americans are trying to leave China before the Monday cutoff. An eighth case has been confirmed in the U.S., a person from Massachusetts who recently went to China, where there are now 304 people dead. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has declared a public health emergency. John Clemens has more.
That announcement from HHS also included an order that those returning to the U.S. are to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Secretary Azar believes that risk is low, but caution is advised.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live at Alt Expo number 32. We're at the Best Western Plus Hotel here in Manchester, New Hampshire, and it's definitely not too late for you to come out because there's a whole second day of Alt Expo ahead on Sunday. So join us. We're in the Adams Room on the lower floor in the Best Western Plus. There's no cost to being here. We've paid the cost for the room. If you want to donate to that, donate to Jack Shimmick and support his efforts to continue doing Alt Expo. This all brought to you by ForkFest.Party, which is another decentralized event we were talking about earlier. You can go to ForkFest.Party. Well, actually, ForkFest.Party is just a website. The event's called ForkFest. And so if you want to learn more about that, go to ForkFest.Party. Jack Shimmick, you're still here with me, Ian. And thanks for sticking with me and having all these great discussions. Just kind of a teaser almost for some of what is going to be discussed in much greater depth here at the Alt Expo. But actually joining us here, we've got a first-timer here on Free Talk Live and a long-time listener, I believe. Duke is here. Hi. Hey, Duke.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us here. I'm going to turn you up a little bit. You're just a little soft-spoken.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, and you are somebody who's involved with alternatives in the world of cryptocurrency. You're creating Hush, which is an alternative to a variety of other cryptos. One of the things that sets it apart is it's one of the privacy coins.
Yes, Hush is a privacy coin. It's been around for over 3 years, one of the older ones around in the industry. So it's we're focused on communication, so it's an alternative to being kind of stalked by all of the Silicon Valley companies. And
well, that ties into what we were discussing a moment ago with the tech companies, these massive corporations that are just shutting people down left and right. Jack and I were talking about what are some of the alternatives. We were experimenting with the Bridgify app to allow for local communication over Bluetooth and Wi-Fi when cell phone networks are shut down. You know, what are some of the alternatives to these platforms like Twitter? And you know, so there's Mastodon, and there's other things that people can do to disconnect themselves from these big networks that are centrally controlled. And Hush, and I'm glad you mentioned it, so it's not just a cryptocurrency, it's a messaging platform. Can you tell me more about that?
It's the number one thing that sets us apart is that we're focused on private communication. So what we are about is speak and transact freely. So we're really about freedom of speech. And what we saw was that Zcash started many years ago, and they created some really cool technology.
Privacy tech.
Privacy coin technology. Yeah. Zcash is Hush, kind of just like Bitcoin Cash is a fork of the Bitcoin source code. Mm-hmm. Hush is a fork of the Zcash source code. So it's got that Zcash technology in it, but they're focused on the financial only transactions. It's just like
right.
Bitcoin focused only on financial things, and they didn't want to focus on a lot of use cases. So,
and that was the first, I mean, Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency, and it is the blockchain technology that's behind it that's one of the keys to what makes it special, what makes it different and useful and really cool. But money is just one application of
yes,
blockchain technology.
Money is just one, and we are going to see evil applications of blockchain technology. We're
really?
Already seeing it.
What's an example of an evil blockchain application?
Great. Let's say you have like your shady local government or your local federal government that's shady somewhere in the world, and they just have people that want to make money from their citizens, and they're going to force them to like assert that they've done a thing on the blockchain and make sure that they've gotten the rubber stamp of you're the right type of citizen. And if you're not the right type of citizen, we can track that forever. Did you not say, you know, the allegiance to the whoever guy the other day? We know you didn't, because we have everyone tracked on.
So just, China is going to be one of the first countries that's going to be on board with this then, because they've got their social system.
So China has a way, for instance, to say, did you pledge allegiance to the party? And
right.
We're going to track that. Now, I don't want to call out China as especially evil, because I think a lot of countries, most countries in the world, are going to see, oh my gosh, we can control our citizens in a whole new, better, efficient, technological way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that. So that's why I call Bitcoin a surveillance coin. It's like Bitcoin was like the internet getting invented. But the beginning of the internet, everyone trusted everyone. Every computer on the internet trusted every other computer on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's what Bitcoin is. It's like you have to show the whole world how much money you have to spend any of your money.
Right.
That's great for like buying and selling houses and real estate and like big public things, but it's very bad for just average day-to-day transactions of Bob and
well,
Alice.
Yeah, it's
and
not
they're
that
buying and selling things that should never be permanently recorded forever until the end of time.
Yeah, and it's
not
to, it's not to say that you know, privacy tech is only about protecting people who are on the dark net or doing illegal things. It's because nobody needs to know what you're buying. They don't need to know what's in your grocery bag when you're leaving the grocery store. They don't need to know all these little things. It's none of their business.
Yeah, I look at it as we have a right to our dignity. I mean, this is like you wear pants because you don't want everybody to see your junk, you know.
Well, or it's cold outside.
Yeah,
true.
Privacy is a natural thing that we always had forever, and now it's being taken from us and monetized and turned into businesses. And that's wrong. Like, it's morally wrong. Like, people deserve privacy. I'm pretty sure it's a UN universal human right. I mean,
is it on there?
I mean, I'm not saying that I think that everything that the United Nations whatever does is great, but their human rights declarations and everything, like, yeah, like, and so Hush is upholding that UN human right of the, it's to have privacy. I believe one of them is to mm-hmm. have privacy and to be able to communicate freely. And just even prisoners, even people that have been committed of the worst crimes, they should be able to talk to their lawyer and their family.
Exactly.
And it's just freedom of speech. It's even the people that have done the worst crimes, we part of our society is that everyone should have that. Like,
yeah, and people really do want it. This is kind of a little-known thing, but just last year there was a constitutional amendment passed in New Hampshire called a privacy right.
That's right, and people had to vote on that.
And 81% of the voters voted in favor of privacy protection. I have a copy of the wording here.
Yeah, that was a really interesting and pleasantly surprising result
right.
on that.
New Hampshire's and what happens is it hadn't been tested in court yet, and mm-hmm. I think I've got something cooking that could be a test to that, so we'll see.
Well, because what was interesting about that is the vote was so solidly in favor of
yeah.
a statement about privacy, and I think it was privacy from the government specifically, but I don't
yes.
recall, like you said, you get the wording somewhere. But, you know, when on the other hand, you know, the actions of people is to give up privacy, right? They join Facebook. They upload every photograph they ever take to these platforms where they give these platforms permission to use those in whatever way they want, like you didn't read the terms of service, right?
Right. Exactly.
Guess what? They probably say that Facebook can use your content in whatever way to monetize, put it in their advertising, or whatever they want to do with it. That you don't really own it once you give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think people realize what they have agreed to when they click that little box that says, I agree to the terms and services.
No, they have no idea.
Because you can read them, but there's 20 pages long, and nobody's going to read it.
Well, not only can you read them, but they can change them on you
right.
later. Most terms of service have the ability to be modified either with or without notice.
Right.
So it'll say right in there, oh, yeah, we can change these terms anytime we want. And sometimes it'll say, and we'll tell you. Sometimes it'll say, we don't even have to tell you. So it's not even really a contract.
Right, right. Not a legit contract.
Yeah,
right.
That's using law against your own users. And if you notice that as a user, it's probably time to stop using that service.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all you can do is vote with your pocketbook means now, like, don't use a software as a service when you notice that they're starting to be evil, which is almost inevitable.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The bigger they are, the more likely they're going to do bad things and team up with governments to make things worse.
So that's why I said we're going to see evil uses of blockchain. And then
right.
let's go to the very simple use case, which is, in my industry, privacy coins. Kind of the bad people are the blockchain analysts. We think of these blockchain analyst people. And those are the people that are, let's say, sitting behind this big system that scoops up every Facebook post that's public and every tweet and everything. And then it'll just see what you've done with your Bitcoin or with...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Alt Expo number 32. On day number one of this event, again, still one more day for you to come out if you want to. You can join us here at the Best Western Plus in Manchester near the airport. We're in the Adams Room on the lower level. So come on down. There's no cost to attend Alt Expo. And you can go to altexpo.net to learn a little bit more about the event. Also, you can go to local.bitcoin.com. We're talking about privacy and how important it is, especially in this most invasive day and age in which we find ourselves. It's Ian Duke and Jackson McCure on our studio panel today. But local.bitcoin.com is the new, more privacy-friendly global trading platform that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. You know, all these exchanges out there, they want to know who you are, where you're from. They want a CID. Well, not at local.bitcoin.com. There's no ID requirement to sign up for and use the site. And you can use dozens of payment methods to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. So it's finally a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. Local.bitcoin.com. Head on over there and get started with that. Duke, you were on a roll talking about, you know, the threat to privacy that's so pervasive in the world today and some of the alternatives, one of them that you're working on, which is Hush, not only a cryptocurrency, but also a messaging platform, a secure messaging platform.
Yes, so the way to think of it is we figured out how to wedge a messaging protocol into Zcash protocol. If that makes no sense, then it probably shouldn't make a lot of sense because it's crazy and weird. But imagine you took a blockchain thing like a privacy addition to Bitcoin and then you somehow jammed a messaging protocol into that.
Yeah.
And it works. It's Zcash figured out amazing stuff that I could never do. Like, there's people a thousand times smarter than me that work for Zcash. So I want to give respect where it's due, just like there's people, you know.
Well, thank goodness for these
folks. I don't know how much smarter they are. There's people that work for Bitcoin and Zcash. They're so much smarter than me that I can't tell you how much, but like I just try to learn from them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Take their ideas and use them in ways that they're not using them. And no one is interested in doing this for real. And there are some other crypto coins that are doing it with different underlying technology, but Hush, for years now, for over 3 years, we're the only ones that are using really the Zcash technology mm-hmm. to do that stuff. So that's cool.
And it's also because of the open source nature of the movement. Like you were saying, these people created these brilliant things, and then you get in there and you apply your thoughts to it, and you know what you want to do with it, take it in its own direction.
Yes.
Other people see value in it. They come on board. There's another guy locally who helps run the messaging platform. But there's like a Discord for Hush, and he helps run that. So everybody yes. brings their talents to the table, and they apply them in whatever way to help move these things forward, to give people an alternative to these traditional messaging systems, whether they be run by Facebook or whoever.
So, I was super interested to just come here to see and meet people that wanted to hear about these things, because I saw that, you know, alternatives to these horrible silos of data that we call social networking. You know, people mm-hmm. are interested in that. So Hush is like a totally different way of thinking about it. We're a global cypherpunk community of people that just come together speaking all different types of languages. The Hush software we have in over 13 languages. It supports over 40 currencies.
Wow.
You can actually render your crypto coin wallet in gold or silver. Like, you can say, like, I have, you know, to show you that, like, your currency is silver.
Wait, what? Really?
So I added this feature. You know, let me nerd out for a second. But just imagine, you know, you can say this address or this wallet I have, you know, it'll render it to you in U.S. dollars or euros.
You have Hush there. The Hush is what you have, but you're saying it translates it into the current
silver
value.
Silver or gold.
Oh, that's cool.
And 40 currencies from around the world. So we're really global, and I guess I just want to branch out, you know, not speak about my own thing a little bit, but recently I saw this really interesting presentation by the Europol, which is kind of like the global police or the Interpol of Europe, and they were having a presentation given to them by all these blockchain analysis companies. Mm-hmm. And these companies charge millions of dollars a year to
sure.
access to their software. And they were being told which coins had privacy and which ones didn't, and which mm-hmm. how they tracked people and how they couldn't. So it turns out that Zcash itself, the coin Zcash, does not have a lot of privacy. So if you really want a lot of privacy, don't use Zcash for your
really?
Financial transactions.
Now, does this have to do with the bug that you helped discover last year?
It's because no one uses the privacy features of Zcash, and
let's explain this.
Yeah.
So Zcash has sort of two ways that it can be sent.
Optional.
There's the sort of default non-private mm-hmm. way, and that's what you're saying. Everybody just sort of by default uses mm-hmm. the non-private way, and then there's the shielded method, the Zcash method of sending Zcash, and so what percentage of transactions
it's
on Zcash?
Less than 5% of transactions on Zcash. And
what about now, since Hush is based on that, does it also suffer the same difficulty?
So by default it would, but obviously, you know, I need something to do. So mm-hmm. I'm constantly looking for things that I think don't work the way they should in Zcash. And I used to like send them to Zcash themselves, and I have a lot of code and commit.
You mean you found bugs?
Yeah, I would find bugs or improvements and send them to Zcash, and they would put them into it. But like, they're not very conducive to taking contributions, let's say.
Well, and they're not going to get rid of the structure they have,
yeah.
right? It's not like they're going to get rid of the
yeah.
non-private or the public addresses
yes.
on that system. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a tough question then. If not Zcash, then is it Monero? What's the best privacy coin out there? Because Monero is, there is no public Monero version.
Well, I want to say, I want to answer your question,
yeah.
but I want to say that that presentation that they were giving, the blockchain analysis people, to Europol was we were investigating all these things we wanted to know, and people were using Monero, mm-hmm. and they were using Tor, and our investigation ended there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of left that blank, you know? And you have to read between the lines, but it's, well, Monero and Tor is a very powerful combination of technology. Now, I'm not saying that Zcash couldn't be, and obviously it can if people always use the security features, mm-hmm. but because...
So you're saying the security is great with Zcash if someone chooses to use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but because the majority of people don't use it, it's like the opposite of herd immunity. It's like you get herd infected
by metadata. Could Hush turn off public addresses?
Yes, that is already a plan of ours this year. So,
seems like the way to
so
go.
There's a little tiny cadre of Zcash forks that are rebellious, mm-hmm. and so there's three right now that will be no
pirate.
Chance
is pirate
of,
one of them?
Yes. So pirate.
A R R.
Just by mentioning pirate, probably.
Is it three R's or two R's on R? I forget.
It's three R's.
A R R.
And so I was involved with Pirate, and I have helped with that.
Yep.
It's a Zcash fork, and they are, we call it Zadder only, or they basically took away that insecure
option.
So they
already did that, then.
They started like that.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
So that's been like that a long time. There's actually another coin similar called Arrow. They did a similar thing after Pirate. And then Hush... I've been involved in this industry. I'm kind of like the grandpa. Like, I've helped Pirate. I advised Arrow on what mm-hmm. to do, and I've worked on Hush a long time. So Hush is the grandpa code base that's like, all right, yep, we're going to go Zadder only as well because
very cool.
we've discovered too many bad things and realized that you can't even imagine, you can't even think about having privacy if you allow those other addresses. Even a few people using them near other people, this is the analogy, it's like running through a crowd with a video camera and just going like this and spreading it around and kind of, you're ruining everyone's metadata privacy by just a few people using these insecure things. It's hard to get across, I guess, but privacy coins are fascinating technology. I mean, I don't know if they're a good investment or not. This is not an investment.
Well, nobody
advice.
Knows. I mean, we don't know what the future holds, right?
Yeah.
But we do know that cryptocurrencies are a very speculative area in which investing can happen. Although, interestingly, there was a story I had in my show prep that financial advisors are apparently finally starting to warm up to cryptocurrency. And they're actually, they were talking about, well, what's the right amount to invest? And they finally are saying, okay, all right, you can do 1%. It's okay to do 1% into cryptocurrency. But you know what? That's a big thing for these old dogs to say,
I'll take
right?
it. I mean, yeah, you know? If 1% of people spent 1% of their money on privacy
that'd
coins.
That'd be huge.
Wow, I mean, I
don't that'd be huge. Now, they weren't talking specifically about privacy
yeah,
coins, but they were talking about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin in general. So we're starting to see some mass acceptance of these ideas. Basically, what they were saying was, these things aren't going away. They did say these cryptocurrencies, whichever ones they are, they're going to stay. Cryptocurrencies aren't going anywhere.
People
Some
seem
of them are
going to
die,
them.
But
people seem to want them. We want magic internet money that we can just flick across the internet and it goes to the right person.
And it's something we're going to keep talking about over the years here on Free Talk Live because it's one of the most important tools for human freedom on the planet right now. We are out of time from this Alt Expo, but Jack, thank you for having us here.
Sure thing.
AltExpo.net. Go check him out there, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow here at day number two at the Best Western Plus in Manchester. See you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.